Pickles on us now, or just maybe.
Might as well, yeah. Hopefully it works. That's fine. On the one hand, I feel bad. Such a geschmack of learning going on to be battle, but hopefully we'll have something to add. Taisus and Daf Lamed Tes and Shabbos brings the machlekes the gabe iru kli rishon. The Gemara says over there, kol sheba b'chamei lefnei haShabbos, anything that came in hot water before Shabbos, which we assume it means it was cooked in a kli rishon. You're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Because anything that was not in hot water before Shabbos, you're allowed to wash it with hot water on Shabbos, except for Meleach HaYoshon, for a herring that was salted, which is a big Kali HaBishl, it's a big Machlekes, whether it's Bishl, whether it's Tikkun Mana. Okay. Says Taisus, Kol Shabbos B'chamei Lefnei HaShabbos, Pirusha is vashel legamri, something which was fully cooked before Shabbos. Can we parse the command of Perek Chavis? Can Targodes Reb Abba, like Targodes Reb Abba, the famous Targodes Reb Abba, was cooked chicken? Shayin Eise Bechamin Afilu Bekli Rishayin. You soak it in hot water, in Kli Rishayin. It's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once it's cooked, so then it doesn't become cooked again. V'kol Shalei Ba, and anything that was not cooked, Madichin Eise, you're allowed to wash it with hot water. Zogt Taisus. Lepirush Rashba. This is not a Rashba, a Shlomo ben Hadesh. This is a Rashba Bali Taisus, a different Rashba. Lepirush Rashba, the Farash Dirik Klisheini. According to the Rashba Bali Taisus, who says, Iri Klirishain, the pouring from a Klirishain, is considered to be a Klisheini Asi Shapir. So then it's very good. It says that you're allowed to pour from a Klirishain. It's not going to be a Vashal because we're assuming that what we're talking about is not something which is kali abishul, which won't be cooked by a klisheini. The in shayin oisav a klirishin, el madichin oisav a klirishin. We understand why you're not allowed to put it. If it was not cooked before Shabbos, that's why you're not allowed to put it into a klirishin. It will get cooked, but you're allowed to pour from the same klirishin, and it won't cook it because the Rashba holds that iri klirishin is not bevashel. Avle pirish abinu tam barakonu tabinu tam. To the farash the iri have a klirishin, who says that pouring from a klirishin is considered like a klirishin and is mevashel? Al kocha madichin oisem a klisheini kovar. You have to be madchik and say that when it says over here that you're allowed to wash it with hot water, you're allowed to rinse it with hot water, it does not mean from a klirishin, because klirishin, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is mevashel. So therefore, when it says over here madichin a klirishin, it means that you're washing it with water from a klisheini, even though it's not mashma that way. It's mashma the kol shabab b'chamin, and we're not being mechalik between what is that you're soaking, what it is that you are being madichin. You have to be madchik, that it's speaking about that you're being madchik with a klisheini, because iri klirishin b'nitam holds, it's considered to be a klirishin. So machlekes between the Rashba Bala Taisus and b'nitam, if pouring from a klirishin is considered a klirishin, or if it's considered like a klisheini. Taisus in Daf Membeis Amud Beis brings Rabbi Nishmuel, maybe Raya the Irika Klisheini. Rabbi Nishmuel, the Rishon says Rabbi Nishmuel over here means the Rashba Bala Taisus. The Pasha is when Taisus brings Rabbi Nishmuel, it means the Rashbam. But I guess because Taisus and Tlamites brought the Rashba who says that it's not considered like a Klirishin, so therefore he assumes that over here Rabbi Nishmuel is also the Rashba. But the Pasha says that it's Rashbam. Rashbam maybe Raya the Irika Klisheini. He brings the raya that iriski klisheini mihad kaimalon tato gover. The halacha is yeridaya that we have if you have something hot and something cold, so whichever one is in the bottom is the one that's stronger, and therefore if you put something cold onto something hot, and the bottom one is hot, so there's going to be blias, and let's say one is milk and the other one is meat. There's going to be treif. But if the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, so we say tato gavar, that the one that's underneath is stronger. So he brings the raya that iri is not like klirishin, because we say tato gavar only if the bottom one is the one that is hot, is able to be mevashel. But if it comes from the top and the bottom one is cold, it will cool it off and it won't be able to be mevashel. So he brings a raya there. Shema brings a raya from there that iri is not like lisheni. Ulirin ira the iri kikli rishen, and the ri also that iri is like lisheni. So the same machlekas we have in Daf Lamed Tes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba, we have over here between the Rashbam and the ri. And the truth is, taste over there brings a machlekas in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi mefarish meperkira. How about putting spices in the bottom and pouring onto them? Is that considered to be bishul? Rav Yehuda Omar Osur, Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to. The iri kikli rishen, because iri is a kikli rishen. Chele de Rav Yehuda min hadol. What's the raya from Rav Yehuda that iri is considered like kikli rishen? It is from this. Echad shebishul boi vechad she'ir l'seicher yiseach. Regardless whether you cooked or whether you poured, says the Yerushalmi that it is considered to be, it's reisayach, it's considered to be bishul. V'dochi Rav Yaisi, tamon kliches b'ilea tavlein ha-mizbashel. And Rav Yaisi's matcha, that there is a difference between the two things that we're talking about, because the raya that he brings is concerning basar b'cholov, legabe blias. We know that a klirishen is mevashel, and there's blias of basar b'cholov, of whatever, in order that something should be able to go in and out from the walls of a utensil. Also, it's only a klirishen, not a klisheni. And we find that klirishen, iri from a klirishen, is going to cause blias. If you take the milk from you pour hot milk onto a fleishig pat, it will cause blias, and that fleishig pat is going to become asr. Zogt on that Rav Yosef's matche that there may be differences between bishul and blias. Blias could be that momentarily is enough in order for you to be able to have blias. However, for bishul, you need more than that. And bishul, you won't have with iri. So therefore, he says that it is not a raya. And Taisus comes out, and he makes a pshara. And he says, near the iri lehavik a klirishen klirisheni. It's neither as strong as a klirishen, neither as weak as a klisheni. Elo mevashel kadei klipa. He says that klirishen is able to mevashel through and through. Klisheni is not mevashel. Iri klirishen is able to mevashel the kadei klipa, the outside, the point of contact, when you pour, and that klipa, that outer shell that is that has a contact with the hot water, that is that how much is going to be bishel. So Taisus makes a pshara. Unlike the machlekes, whether iri is like klirishen or like klisheni, he makes a pshara to make it that it's something in between. It's not that klirishen should be completely mevashel. It's not that klisheni, which is not mevashel. It is something in between. It will only be mevashel kadei klipa. That is what this makes a pshara. The question is, what's the machlekes? What's the basis of machlekes? Why is it what some say klirishen is mevashel? Some say that iri klirishen is mevashel. Some say that it's not. So the truth is that we have a tesis in Daf Mem Amud Beis, which is a very fundamental tesis in trying to understand what the difference between klirishen and klisheni is. When we speak about klirishen and klisheni, the truth is the klirishen may be 180 degrees Fahrenheit and the klisheni may be 190. You had a klirishen, it was on the fire, and it may be only 170, 180 degrees, and it's mevashel. And I have a klisheni that I had something bubbling on the stove. It was 212 degrees Fahrenheit. I pass it on to klisheni, and right now the klisheni I'll put in a thermometer is going to be 190 degrees. And you're telling me that klirishen 170 degrees is mevashel and klisheni 190 is not. Why is it so? Zotesis, tema, meishna klisheni klirishen. What's the difference between klisheni and klirishen? The yatzeledes, if you have the temperature of yatzeledes, is able to cook, I feel klisheni nami. Why can't the klisheni be mevashel also? The E and Yatzeledes, and if it's not Yatzeledes, I feel it's clear Sheinami. If you have a clear that was on the fire, and right now it is below Yatzeledes, so then it's not going to be able to cook. So why do you tell me clear and Klisheini? Everything should depend. It's Taisus and Daf Mem Amud Beis Shmamina. He asks, what's the difference between clear and Klisheini? Temperature? So if they're both Yatzeledes, let them both cook. If they're both not Yatzeledes, let them both not cook. So what's the difference between clear and Klisheini? And for Taisus Yishleimah, The clear is saying, because it wasn't a fire, so therefore the walls are hot. And therefore, it is able to contain its heat for a long time. And that's why we say that as long as Yatsay Ledes, it's going to be Asr. Even though it's Yatsay Ledes, Mutter, it is Mutter, because the walls are not had, and it is getting colder. What's the answer? Says Thesis, that the first one has walls that were on the fire, and therefore they retain the heat, and therefore it's able to be a vashel. As opposed to the klisheni. Klisheni was not on the fire. You put something into the klisheni, and therefore, the walls are not hot, the hailechu miskarer, and it's constantly getting colder. There is a pirush from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is an early achren, put out by, they found the Ksaviyad recently, around 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it's put out by Machon Yerushalayim. He says, where there's a terminology in physics called delta. Probably most people over here are engineers, architects. And the delta is the speed of the heat. It's how fast is the speed rising, or how fast is the speed going down? Zogt Rabbeinu David, that for cooking you don't just need heat. You need that the heat should be able to be maintained and that it should not lose its heat that quickly. Because if you have something, it may be very hot, but it's dropping very quickly, it won't be able to be bashel. But in order to have bishel, you have to have, it's a process that requires not only temperature, it also requires that the temperature should be stable. It should not be losing it very quickly. And therefore, although you may have only 170 degrees, if you have a clear issue, even if you take it off the fire, but these walls were on the fire, so therefore the walls themselves are what caused the heat onto the clear issue. And therefore, since it is the phrase of Mechavimin, therefore it will be able to maintain the heat of whatever it is that we have. And that is what you need in order to cause bishul. However, klisheni, it may be hotter. But because the walls were not on the fire, and the temperature is dropping very very quickly, therefore it will not be able to mevashel. That's the difference between klirisha and klisheni. A big nafka min Rabbi say, if I take a utensil, I take a glass utensil, I put it into a microwave oven, and it is boiling hot, is it going to be considered a clear rishain or not? Taisa says that the reason why you have a clear rishain is because the walls were on the fire, and the walls are going to be able to maintain the heat of whatever is in it. The walls of something you put into the microwave did not become heated. They became heated by the liquid that is in it, but the walls are not adding or not maintaining any heat from the thing that you put into the microwave. So therefore, l'chur l'gabe bishul could be, l'gabe basar v'chal, l'gabe blias, could be considered to be a clear rishon. But for bishul, we don't just need this the thing that was heated up. Rav Moshe holds that it's considered bishul d'iraisa to cook in a microwave, it's considered bishul d'iraisa l'gabe shavis. Even though you don't have fire, this is the way that we cook, it's a normal way of cooking, so it's considered to be a regular bishul. However, legavit, having a din of a clear rishon, obviously, if I take it, I take something and I cook it, and it changes its form. However, legavit, if this water that I take out from the microwave, and it may be very hot, well, it's considered a clear rishon, I would venture to say, according to Taisus, it is not a clear rishain, because you don't have the fanos mechamemos, you don't have that the walls are adding to the heat in order to maintain it so you should be able to cook. And the reality is, everybody's saying, you heat up your coffee in a microwave, it loses the temperature much quicker. It's much quicker than if it was heated up by regular fire, because you don't have the help of the kli to maintain it hot, so therefore, the truth is that it loses its temperature much quicker. L'chura, it's possible to say that this is the site of the machlokes, whether Iri is considered Kli Rishon or not. What is the main nekuda that Tosfos is stressing? Tosfos says two things. He says that by the Kli Rishon, mitoch shomat al ha'ur, because it was on the fire, therefore the walls are hot, that's why we say, as long as the Aser Lezer is by, it will be able to evash. But something that, but the cliche, even though it may be very hot, nevertheless, which is the main point of being mechale between the clearest and the cliche? Is because clearishen is the face of mechamemais, or because the clisheni the deifres are miskarer? You have a negative aspect that once you put it into the clisheni, the walls of the clisheni are going to cool it off, and therefore are going to cause it that it should be quicker the pace that is going to be losing the heat. It's very possible that they say the machlokes between Avinu Tam and the Rashba, between the Ri and the Rashbam, is what is the main point of Kli Rishon? Is the fact that I have Deifnes of Mechamemais. So by Iri Kli Rishon, I don't have it. Once it is, I'm pouring, and the Bishul is taking place not inside the Kli Rishon. Rather, it's taking place wherever it is that I'm pouring. It's not in the Kli Rishon. You don't have the Deifnes of Mechamemais, whatever is inside, whatever is already outside the Kli Rishon. You don't have the walls contributing to its heat. And therefore, it's not going to be considered like a Kli Rishon. Or, it's the main point in Tosfos, that once you put it into a Kli Rishon, so you have something that is Hailuch Miskar, because in the face of Chamed the Kli Rishon, the walls are not hot. And therefore, Hailuch Miskar, you have something that causes it to be cooled off. I don't have that by Iri Kli Rishon. Iri Kli Rishon, it's still coming from the Kli Rishon. It did not yet rest in a Kli Rishon so that it should contribute to its cooling it off. And therefore, l'chura, that would be an afkamina. Another afkamina would possibly be, if let's say I have a Kli Rishon that it in itself has, it wasn't al gabi ha'esh, but in itself has something that will be able to maintain the temperature of Yatzei Lezer by. And that is the classic example of the ladle. I take a ladle, which goes into a Kli Rishon, and I'm going to be pouring with this ladle onto something else. I have a soup in a Kli Rishon. I take a cold ladle, and I'm going to be taking from this, I'm going to be pouring it into my bowl. Question, is my bowl a Kli Rishon? Is my bowl a Kli Shlishi? Is the ladle considered a Kli Rishon? Is the ladle considered a Kli Rishon? Now, the ladle was not on the fire. It was never on the fire. It went into the Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon gave it heat. And it does have some degree of heat. It's not the one that was on the fire. But you can't tell me that the walls are going to be Mekara because it already went into the Kli Rishon and it became warm to an extent. And therefore, it's very possible that although it's not on the fire, it was never on the fire, but lemaisa, you don't have the definition of mekareis because it already went into the Kli Rishon, and this is really machlokes between the Taz and the Shach and Yerideisim and Tzali Beis, whether you have a ladle that goes into a Kli Rishon, the Taz holds, that's not considered to be a Kli Rishon. Because it's, after all, this is not what was on the fire, so therefore, it's not considered to be a Kli Rishon. Or do we say, since after all, it went into the Kli Rishon, it became part of it, and therefore, the walls of the Kli Rishon gave it a certain degree of heat, and therefore, that it still maintains the Milo Kli Rishon, and therefore, we're going to say that it's going to be a it's going to become a Kli Rishon. That's the machlokes, that's the Shach. And it all goes on to these details of how to exactly understand the stasis, the Zisaisika stasis and the Memamot base, as to whether you have to have the positive quality of the Kli Rishon having the Tfanis Mechamemais, or as long as you don't have the Miskaris, you don't have this that is getting cooled off, there's that extra Nekuda that's getting cooled off, whether it's going to be Kli Rishon. Rav Belsky holds that styrofoam cups don't have a din of Kli Rishon because it is not the fnos of mascara race. It's not adding, it doesn't contribute anything, it doesn't cool off. When you put something in a styrofoam cup, holds Rav Belsky, that even though You don't have tfanis mechama. It was never on the fire. However, the way, if I understand correctly, what the Ravelsky is saying is that it would be loigara than irikli rishain. It's not less than irikli rishain, because although it's true it was not on the fire, or like the ladle, it's true the ladle was not on the fire, but lemaisa you don't have this. Atesa says the it's mashmah that the walls of the kli sheni, because they make it, the temperature is going to drop much faster because it cooled it off to an extent, so therefore that's going to make the temperature is going to drop at a much faster rate. L'chud, that would be it. That would not necessarily apply to a thermos or to a styrofoam cup, because on those you don't have, although it's true, it's a regular cliche, you apply it is cold, and that causes it to cool off, and that causes it to come down much quicker. The question is, where exactly do you draw the line between cliche and the clearishain? When you have something that is not as drastic as the cliche, it's not as cold, it's not going to have this qualities, this ha'ilcha b'skari constantly. So there are paiskim that say that by a thermos it is not considered to be klisheini. There are paiskim who say the same over the Shem Chazon Ish, that he held it's not going to be considered to be klisheini. And Rebelsky holds that, although I think, as far as I know, no one else agrees with Rebelsky, but we can hear where he's coming from. That the styrofoam cup of mice is not cooling anything off. So therefore, although it may not be a klisheini, l'chur, what it means to say, it's not going to have the coolest of klisheini, is still going to be like irikli, like irikli rishain, which is stronger. Lamaisa, we hold that it is stronger than klisheini. We hold like Tesis that it is able to be mevashel kadei klipa, like what Tesis makes the achra. Tesis made a pshara. It's neither klirishain nor klisheini. It's somewhere in between. It's not going to cook through and through, but it is going to be mevashel kadei klipa. Nafkamina would be like this. I have a baby bottle that I want to heat up. The milk is cold. I took it out from the refrigerator. The baby won't drink it if it's too cold. I want to put it into a styrofoam cup for me to be able to heat it up. Now, in a clear rishain, if it could reach out, say, let us, but you're not allowed to put it in because it's going to become his mashal. Now, the truth is, getting a little bit off the topic, the truth is that pasteurized milk is already cooked. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, that by liquids, there's a machlekes whether yesh bishul achar bishul or not. The Rama holds make adin that ein bishul achar bishul. So once it is cooked, I don't mean to confuse anyone, getting a little bit off the topic, just halacha l'maisa. So since it is already cooked, so therefore, place can hold that even though you're not allowed to put it into a klirishain, however, if the baby is crying, since mikra then we hold in bishlachar bishl by liquids once they were cooked, so therefore, you're allowed to put it for a short time, having in mind if the baby's crying and there is, it's a shasat chag, you're allowed to put it for a short time, make sure that it doesn't reach out, say, ledes, and it's fine because you have no intention to cook normally something which was not cooked altogether. You're not allowed to put it because there's a gzeira. We're afraid you might leave it there too long and it might come to become yatzei ledes, and it will be actual bishul. However, this milk was already cooked, and therefore, you're allowed to put it for a short time. Question, can I put it into a styrofoam cup? Yeah, getting back to our sugya. Can I take a bottle of milk in a styrofoam cup and heat it up and it will reach yatzei ledes by? Is that considered that I cooked it? Klisheini is not bevashel. It's not a klirishain. Is that considered that I cooked it if it does reach yatzei ledes by? L'chura, even though Rebelsky says that it's not going to be considered a klisheini, l'chura it will be considered an iri klirishain. Iri klirishain is bevashel. How much? Kadei klipa. The only part of the water that touched, of the bottle that touched the water, is the outside. The plastic is the glass. The water itself is beyond the kadei klipa, and therefore, l'chur, even according to Rebelsky, that says it doesn't have a din of a klisheini, and it is mevashel. However, putting in the bottle, how much is it going to be able to cook? Only kadei klipa. Kadei klipa is the point of contact. The point of contact is only the bottle. I'll say over a chiddush that I heard, I don't take responsibility for it. They say, Oh, Rishayim Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, one of the big paiskim, it was Rashi and Parat Yosef. They say over, they held that making tea on a kli sheni is mutter. Because kli sheni is less than kli rishon. A kli sheni is not going to be more than iri kli rishon. Iri kli rishon is only vashel kadei klipa. What's the kadei klipa of the tea bag? Take no responsibility. It's a chiddush. But what's the kadei klipa of the tea bag? The bag, not the tea leaves. If so, the only part of it that may become cooked is only the tea bag, not the tea leaves, and therefore he says you can make tea on a kli sheni. Why not? Iri kli sheni mevashel kadei klipa. You should be allowed to be mevashel kadei. You should be allowed to pour from a kli sheni onto a tea bag, because the only thing that will get cooked is the paper outside. That is the point of contact, and therefore, l'chori, you should be allowed to pour straight from a kli sheni onto a tea bag, because it's only mevashel kadei klipa. The reason why I think it's a very big chiddush is because we're coming to a new sugi. It was going to be Kali Abishal. Kali Abishal, we hold that even Kli Sheni is Mevashel, it's a sugi in Daf Mem Amud Beis, that by Kali Abishal, we say that even a Kli Sheni is able to be Mevashel, and therefore it could be that over there we don't go after the Kadei Klipa, could be over there, since it goes beyond the Kadei Klipa, so therefore, if it is Kali Abishal, so then even though it's true that the iri kli sheni will only be vashel kadei klipa, but it's mashma kli sheni will do even by kali abishal will do actual abishal, not just the kadei klipa. So therefore, okay, that's just the why possibly that doesn't apply to the case of the tea bag, because we're talking about something which is kali abishal. However, by our milk lechura, it should be mutter in a kli sheni, even according to Rav Belsky, who holds that a kli sheni is the styrofoam cup is not considered to be kli sheni. It's not going to be more than the iri kli rishon. Iri kli rishon is only a vashel kadei klipa, and therefore lechura that should be enough in order to make it aser. La halacha, the shach holds in Yerideya lechumra that iri kli rishon is mevashel both legabe shabbos and legabe baser v'cholav, and even by iri shenifsa kakiluach, even if there's an interruption, there is no connection between the kli and the iri, which means I take, when I'm pouring, I stop, and there's no connection between the utensil and wherever it's being poured. He says, the shach is machmer, that even if it's nifsa kakiluach, even if there's an interruption of the flow, is considered to be iri kli rishon, as opposed to the Prima Godim says that says halacha lemaisa that if it's nifsaka kiluach, he says that it's not mevashel. Although legabe being mavliya maflit, we hold that it is legabe basar v'chol legabe yerideya. We say that it does cause blias and plitas, blias or plitas, not both together. It's either mavliya or maflit. We say by iri kli rishon. However, if it's nifsaka kiluach, the Prima Godim holds that it's not considered to be iri kli rishon. It is considered a rei like kli sheni. Halacha lemaisa has very, very little application, as we'll see, because we know that by kali abishul kli sheni is mevashel. Most things are safek kali abishul. There are very few things that we know of are vaday not kali abishul. Amongst them is water and olive oil, are vaday not kali abishul. By liquid, there is no shayla of iri, because everything gets mixed together, there's no kadei klipa. By liquids, there is no kadei klipa, since everything gets mixed right away together. So therefore, you are allowed to pour from a kli rishon onto a cold liquid if the final result is not going to be yatzei ledes. There's no kadei klipa by liquid because it gets mixed right away. So therefore, those two that we know that are not kali abishul, anyway, you would be allowed to, because it would be no kadei klipa altogether, even by other liquids which are safek kali abishul. And by solids, there's very few things that we know that are not valid kali abishal. There are certain spices, ginger and cinnamon are known to be not kali abishal, but most other things, we consider them safek kali abishal, and therefore machmer even a kli sheni. Beis Hashem will continue learning, growing, and Hashem should continue that, Baruch Hashem, we see that normally 2 weeks after Haschala, you would expect spices. There's a lot of kedusha, there's a lot of energy over here, and it just keeps going. Bezeh Hashem, Ren Shalom, Shigas Siyata, Shmei, to continue going. Thank you very much.